Jalen Hurts' Eagles are the team to beat in the NFC least. I'm relentless. Can you feel this? I'm going all in. It's time to cash in. One moment in time. Let's get at this. Be tremendous. Relentless. I'm relentless. Here we go. Here we go. This is the Skip Bayless Show. On this episode of the podcast, I'll be reading and responding to your questions. If you'd like to have a question featured, remember to tweet at Skip Bayless Show on Twitter or leave your question with a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. Feel free to ask me whatever you want about what goes on behind the scenes at Undisputed, my personal life, or anything in the world of sports. My answers will always be candid, be honest, and be unfiltered. Greg from Detroit. What's the one thing you cannot leave home without each day? Interesting. Well, obviously, my phone, but what human in this world wouldn't say the same thing to that? Yeah, even more important to me, Greg, is my food. You are what you eat. You are what you take from home to eat through the day. If you're going to eat healthy during the day, to me, you almost have to take it with you, which I do every single day. After I run for an hour on the treadmill from 2:30 a.m. out here in the Pacific time to 3:30, I take a shower, and then I take with me my Metrax RTD shake. That's 51 grams of protein, only 5 grams of carbs, 2 grams of fat, 3 grams of sugar. Best drink on the market. And I take a bagel with me. I alternate blueberry or cinnamon raisin. I don't recommend it if you're trying to lose weight or maintain weight without much exercise, but I do that treadmill hard and I need that bagel. And I love my bagel in the morning as we're putting the show together here on the Fox lot for Undisputed. I also take what's called a sparkling ice. The flavor is black raspberry. That's what I sip during breaks during the show just to keep me hydrated. Sort of flavored water, if you will. And of course, I take with me one and only one Diet Mountain Dew, the breakfast of champions, the nectar of the gods. I take one 20-ounce bottle. Only one to start my engine leading up to the show. I'm not saying it's the greatest thing for you, but it's my only vice. At least in my view. I just love that lemon-lime taste and that bite. Can't leave home without that. I also throw in always one Quest bar. 21 grams of protein, 1 gram of sugar only. That's to eat immediately after the show when I'm pretty famished. After Shannon and I have worn each other out for 2.5 hours, my favorite flavor of Quest bar is chocolate chip cookie dough. For sure, I don't leave home without that.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent recent Indeed survey. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Bayless. Just go to Indeed.com/Bayless right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/Bayless. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Jalen from New York. Is there a particular episode of Undisputed that you remember for one reason or another? You bet. Obviously, I must pay homage to the great Ernestine, my wife, because the first time she joined the debate desk in studio, I was a nervous wreck for the first time, and I hope the last time in my career, because Ernestine is even more opinionated than I am. She is a spitfire, liable to spit all manner of out-of-bounds fire when you least expect it. And remember, on Undisputed, we're not live to tape. We're live to live. We are flat out live. You cannot get it back. There's no tape delay. But the great Ernestine was great that day. No slips of the tongue, perfectly in bounds. And just for the record, I've had lots of memorable moments on Undisputed. Lil Wayne moments, Nelly moments, Snoop moments, Kevin Hart moments. Moments battling my frenemy, Terrell Owens. But weird as this might sound, I'll go deep here. I'm just going to be honest. The show I remember most came early in our run, Shannon and my run here on FS1, only in our second month on air on FS1. This was in 2016, October. In studio, sitting just to my left, was the great Antoine Fuqua, who joined us to talk about the documentary he had done on his beloved 1971 Pittsburgh Pirates, Antoine from Pittsburgh. He lived and died for those Pirates of Roberto Clemente and Willie Stargell. And yet, as I think you know, I am a lover of movies, a connoisseur and student of movies. And for Antoine Fuqua to sit next to me, it was like sitting next to a godlike figure. You can have all those sports legends who've come and gone through our studio, all the ones I've had on the old show back on ESPN, all the ones I've interviewed in my newspaper magazine career. You can have them all. But I was in awe of Antoine Fuqua. I mean, Antoine directed Denzel in one of my all-time favorite movies, Training Day, for which Denzel won it all. He won the Academy Award. Then, of course, he directed Denzel again in The Equalizer, great movie. And Equalizer 2, equally great, hard to do. And there was the vastly underrated Tears of the Sun, Bruce Willis. And that riveting, gut-wrenching Brooklyn's Finest. And I could go on and on about Antoine, but I won't. But as soon as I read this question, my psyche flashed back to Antoine Fuqua was sitting next to me at the debate desk on Undisputed. Call me crazy. And by the way, just a couple of quick notes on those of you who wonder what Ernestine and I have been watching non-sports. The other night, we tried The Gray Man, featuring our close friend Billy Bob Thornton. Didn't expect much, pleasantly surprised. Sensational shootouts. I liked Ryan Gosling as a Jason Bourne. I'll go B+, and I will watch the inevitable sequel. We also watched The Outfit, maybe a little off-Broadway for many of you, starring the great Mark Rylance. The acting is superb. The script flips. Worth the price of admission, A-. I mentioned this a couple episodes back, but Ernestine is hooked on Only Murders in the Building. I'm not, but I must admit, it's growing on me. It's getting better. And finally, I finally watched on the treadmill on Saturday and Sunday, Last Night in Soho. Ernestine said no to it from the start. Too much blood. I must admit, I really liked it. Edgar Wright got game. But I knew that, and I expected that from Edgar, from his mock horror trilogy that he did early on, and then from Baby Driver. I was thoroughly entertained from start to finish. Morris from Atlanta, you're up. On the last game of the season, would you rather see the Cowboys knock Washington or Philly or the Giants out of the playoffs? Good question. Probably weird answer. So Washington obviously has been our historical arch rival. But I've always had respect for Washington. Obviously, used to be the Redskins. I grew up with that. But I always had respect for the then Redskins. And I had even more respect for the Giants because they were class. They were integrity. They were cornerstone NFL franchise. And I never had a drop of hate for them or, for that matter, the Washington team. I just didn't. But my whole life, I have hated the Philadelphia Eagles, by far the most of any rival in the division. Ever since, weirdly, my mom, when I was a little kid, attended an Eagles preseason game that was played in Norman, I was in Oklahoma City, at the University of Oklahoma Stadium at Owen Field. They played a preseason game there, kind of a barnstorming mission to create new NFL fans. And somehow my mom went to the game. She wasn't much of a sports fan. She decided to buy this cheap little pennant. It was this vomity green Eagles pennant that she brought back and said, "You want to put this up on your wall?" "No, I don't. I don't like them." Well, that just stoked my hate even more. And I've never liked any of the Eagles players or any of their coaches, or especially their cowboy-hating fans. And I'll never forget back through the 80s and 90s when I used to travel with the Cowboys. They would take tours of Cowboy fans on the road to these rivalry games within the division. And the one golden rule was, when in Philadelphia, nobody in the tour group wears any Cowboy paraphernalia. No hats, no jerseys, no identification, because your life can be in jeopardy back at what used to be called the Vet. But I must admit, here on my show, for the first time ever, my emotions are mixed when it comes to the Eagles, because I have nothing but respect for the intangibles of one Jalen Hurts. I find myself rooting for Jalen Hurts because he's such a great young man and such an underrated playmaker and leader. Not a great thrower of the football, just a playmaker and leader. He's Tebow-esque, but he's a better thrower than Tebow ever was. Can hurt you with his legs. Not a speed demon, but so strong. both physically and mentally. Nothing but respect. So this time, I guess I'd still rather see the Cowboys knock the Eagles out in the last game, knock them out of the playoffs, because this time, I fear Jalen Hurts' Eagles are the team to beat in the NFC least. Here we go.